of the 607 new companies supported by the IDA that have been brought into the state since 2008, only two of them have actually come to Donegal. And then if you look at the growth of jobs in IDA-supported companies, we can see that from 2002, there's been a 50% growth. So that's from 133,000 to 200,000 across the state. But here in Donegal, we've pretty much stood still in around the 3,000 number. And indeed, if it wasn't for Primerica, which has been a fantastic success, you know, those numbers would have halved. So they really are a damning indictment of government policy over those years, and it puts a sharp focus now on the need for a completely new plan from government.
And the point has been made, and you've echoed it there, that it is the fact that Primerica and Optum, as they're now called, have been having considerable success in terms of growing their employment and so on, that has masked what has otherwise been a very, very slow uptake in terms of IDA positions.
Yeah, and the question has to be, you know, why have the government and why have the IDA not built on the tremendous success of Primerica and some of the other companies who've come here and have built and built and built? And why have they not built on the, you know, the vision, the leadership of the team there at LYIT? We see the CoLab for startup companies. We see the science and technology part. So, you know, we have people, we have leaders in this county that they could have told the story of, they could have built on, and it hasn't happened. So, you know, what we need to see is a completely new approach from government. We need to see admission of the failure of the past, and we need to see jobs and investment for our county.
In the longer term, the issue that keeps on getting raised again and again is infrastructure. Ultimately, the investors want airports, investors want roads, investors want connectivity, investors want broadband. And is this an issue of it? It's not enough to have an LYIT. It's not enough to have CoLab. We have to have the infrastructure and the connectivity to go with it.
Well, I mean, you know, obviously we need to build the A5. I believe, you know, that we need to have Irish government investment in the city of Derry Airport to restore the Derry to Dublin link. But Primerica has had huge growth over that period of time, and other companies, you know, have come here, but not nearly enough. And we have to ask the hard questions as to, you know, why are they failing to, you know, market? What is a region of 500,000 people? You know, we have universities, we have a brilliant IT, we have, you know, all of the, you know, infrastructure in terms of social, educational, quality of life that we're told that qualified, educated people want. It's all here. So what we need to see is a more focused drive moving forward.